I fucking, she was showing
okay,
me
this is
the
beginning
little,
of our podcast. This is called It's Not Gay If It's in a Three-Way. That's the name of the podcast.
So anyways, she's showing me her terrarium, right?
What's a terrarium?
A terrarium's where what lizards live in.
And oh, she has her own terrarium?
Yes.
Next to her dungeon?
No, and it was actually by the kitchen, like the big living room area. So she's been trying to fuck with this pump to get a waterfall going. And I was like,
this story better get more interesting.
I was like, I have the fucking thing at my house right now. She's all, no way. I'm all, yeah, the exact fucking, per fucking whatever. She was like, that's the right one. That's what I need. I said, yeah, I'm not bullshitting you. She's all, go get it and get the fuck back over here. And I went to the house.
Is this the lady?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a 6-year old.
I went to my house. Okay.
We don't, you gotta
tell them
about
the 6-year-old. I showered hella quick. I got fucking hella high. I grabbed a sack of some shit. I swung back over there. Uh-huh. And she was like, you're really about your business, huh?
Okay, so like, let me run it down real quick. We're talking, yeah, this is a young, hot dude here with big schlong, right? And he meets up with the 60-year-old lady, and I'm assuming saggy vagina,
Drew
whatever goes on with 60-year-old. She could have had upgrades, but apparently my hot friend Daniel here is Brian, Daniel.
Yeah, it's fine.
We call you Daniel because I didn't want to use your real name, and then I gave it up. The name's been changed, Daniel.
Protective youth.
Yeah. And my other friend, Kurt. Anyways.
Brad Naylor.
So Daniel was meeting up with a 6-year-old, being the young hot guy that he is. He's still attracted to her, and he's thinking. So that just goes to show for any women out there that are 60, you can still get some young cock.
I had a boner from the second
and
I walked
this
out
is
of the
proof
car.
Of it. And not just young cock, but good-looking cock. Good-looking dude.
I had a
so
boner.
Don't. Be upset or feel like it's not going to happen. So let's hear about your story.
Out of the vehicle, I already have a boner.
She already had a boner already.
I have
already
a fucking boner already. I'm like,
wow.
So I'm carrying the shit.
She was stoked, dude.
Yeah, she opens
she's
the door.
Stoked.
She has this big ass smile on her face.
Oh yeah.
She's wearing a fucking like lingerie nightgown thing. Fucking titties, fucking like overflowing out of it. And
how did the boobs look? Were they real?
They were fake.
Oh, okay.
And they were fucking like round fucking like
21-year-old titties.
They were fucking big round fucking like nice.
Uh-huh. Like how what size? What size would you
her
say?
Her nipples were a little like kind of fucking like oblonged a little bit, but I would say her tits were at least like beyond fucking triple D.
Whoa. And how big was she a woman? Where are you going, Kurt?
She was about, I don't know.
Are you not going to do this
podcast?
She was
pretty tall. She was pretty tall, like maybe I don't know.
I mean, what's weight proportionary?
5'10".
That's a big lady. Big lady.
She honestly probably could have weighed about like 175 pounds.
Holy shit. So there you go.
And
that's more things to look for. Women who have a issue with their weight and think, no guy's going to be attracted to me. Not only is that not true, but this is an older woman who's 60 and she's 5'10 and she's weighing 170. So, you know, you don't all have to look like me to get a dude like that, right?
No, you can many shapes and sizes.
Many shapes and sizes.
I was fucking,
and he still got
I
it
ran
up.
Back
and
over
was it good sex?
Yeah, duh.
It was good, huh? And you like busted?
Well, we hung out for a little while and then we did some extracurricular activities and
like what were those? The extracurriculars.
Yeah, some pipe and
I know what you mean.
And then she told me that she wanted to smoke my pipe and she told me that we could like do it right there in the room, and I wanted to go in her sex dungeon, so I told her, let's get the fucking moving.
Yeah.
So
how did this start? Like, I want the details. Like, so you walked in. How did you guys get it? Like, all of a sudden, you just started making out with her.
Well, I mean, she could already see my fucking bulge in my pants, and so I took my pants off right away, and I was just in my underwear.
Uh-huh. Just like, hi. Like, carrot.
She was steaming. Like a carrot in front of her. She was steaming on it. She was steaming on it. Like, her mouth over my underwear, like putting her breath on it.
Yeah.
And
like she, like it was gonna be.
Already fucking plumping it up.
Right.
So I told her, I was like, let's stop before we get too excited in here, because I really do want to fuck you in your sex dungeon. And she was all, well, let's go. So we proceeded in the sex dungeon, and she's got fucking all kinds of whips, chains, fucking all kind of like shit you can imagine.
Wow.
Just
all
over all the walls.
In a toy, in a room. This is a kinky 60-year-old lady.
And then she has a whole bunch of pictures of her in all kinds of different poses. She was pretty well off.
And she lived by herself?
She was a widow, and her husband died.
And left her some skrill?
Yeah, and so.
And she was getting some young.
She told me that usually her get down is she likes to find the guys that she can
dominate. Oh, and you look like one of those guys, not her?
Well, I told her, I said, that's not me.
I mean, I couldn't imagine someone and looking at you going, so, I think I can dominate that dude.
Well, you never know.
I'll beat his ass.
She never knows. Like, you know, she finds out at the last minute.
You know what, though? It could be because you have a sweetness to you, maybe she thought.
Well, maybe. But although I have a sweetness, I like to straight, you
get
know,
down.
Yeah, exactly.
Cranky. Shit. And yeah, I can assume, but, you know.
So she strips down. And she strips me down. Like, she wouldn't even let me take down my clothes off. She took my clothes off for me, which was kind of cool.
Right.
And then she, like, starts rubbing me all over my fucking back and my chest. And
did you guys film any of it?
No filming of it. She wanted to, but I wasn't really too sure about it.
Okay, so in the end, did you guys have anal sex?
Yeah.
What?
She took that up her... Well, listen.
Bunghole?
Yep, absolutely.
Absolutely, damn.
So she went on the fucking chair.
What color hair did she have?
Blonde.
Was she long?
Dirty blonde. It was long. She gets up on the fucking chair. I stretch the fucking stirrups out. So, and I put her up to the right height and everything. To where when I'm standing up, like, my dick's going straight the fuck in. And she's at the right, perfect angle and everything. And just by me setting her up like that, my fucking dick was like super rock hard as fuck. Because I already knew what was coming.
Good for her, lady.
She knew what was coming. So she was all rip-roaring, ready to go. And a few fucking pumps in. And it was like fucking magnets that just like could barely even get away from each other long enough to snap back together.
That's a really interesting story, because I like to think when I'm 60, I can still, you know.
It was kind of like the wheelbarrow move, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But like I didn't have to hold on to her at all. Uh-huh. And she was stuck in one position, and I was just fucking like...
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Because now that we know this information, I'm going to have a list of questions for you after.
Oh, yeah.
A list of questions that, you know, I'm sure every girl in the world wants to know. And I've always wanted to be able to ask dudes, but they're like, oh, my God, I can't, because then I can't. It'll be embarrassing or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And there's, like, all these things. So... And one of them was, I wonder about 6-year-olds, did you eat vagina, the 60-year-old vagina?
No, okay. did not.
And why not?
Because it did have a little distinct smell to it, and it wasn't really fucking going to do much for me.
Right, right.
And then the fact that she didn't like getting fucking deep-throated because happened to her, you know what I mean? And I know that people have fucking things that happen to them, and it'll fuck them up for the whole rest of their life.
Right, right. Well, also, too, another thing, it's not so much that, but just, it's some people, just their dicks can be too big able to do that and have it be something that would feel good, because teeth and all, it would hurt.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have a big mouth, which is going to be one of the questions I asked you, because I was wondering... what a 60-year-old vagina would be different than a regular one.
So, I mean, you can tell it had fucking a whole bunch of miles on her.
Oh, what's that? Well, how could you tell? Was it beef curtains or something?
Yeah, it was kind of like fucking...
It had discoloration brown?
It was kind of mounted up fucking at the fucking, you know, before it wasn't... It didn't really look like normal lips. It was just kind of like fucking like... You could tell I've been beat up before and bad and fucking... She still took care of it, though.
Mm-hmm.
But it was different.
It was like...
It was different.
It had, like, the brown hangy stuff that comes out the middle.
It didn't have a bunch of that going on. That might be a, you know...
You know how you've seen that before?
I've seen that before.
There's, like, brown hangy,
Look like a fucking old man's armpit.
Yeah, but worse, because it looks like it's been in the tanning salon.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, whoa, how is it so dark in your white?
It was like where the clit was. There was like extra skin that had like.
We're talking about a vagina, 60-year-old vagina, because I'm doing a live podcast right now, and it's called Three, and it's like everything you wanted to ask but never have, and it's being recorded live on a podcast.
So there's gonna be some.
And this is the interview.
There's gonna be some people out there.
You want to be part of it?
You don't want to talk about how you banged a 60-year-old chick?
Bird, have you ever banged a 6-year-old?
No.
Have you ever seen a 60-year-old vagina?
Right? I moved in with this chick. She was 48, right?
Uh-huh. What was her vagina like?
Her body, she had all the upgrades. Like, she had her, like, her neck was done, plastic surgery. Uh-huh. I'm sure she had plastic surgery done later to, like, make it look how she wanted it to look. Uh-huh. Her titties were fucking beautiful. Like, awesome. Straight freak.
And 48-year-old vagina look different?
I don't recall it being unpleasant in any kind of way.
Okay, that's good to know.
That's one thing about, like,
because I never really checked out my mom's. I saw it one time when I came out of her vagina. I think I touched it with my face.
I'm all talking to her son.
When you're doing fantasy type shit like that.
She's all here talking to my son. I'm like, how old is he? He's like a year older than me.
Nice.
I'm like, what's up, man? Just hanging out. He's all in college. I'm at home banging his mom out.
Yeah, my son's in college.
More than banging.
So suck it. But I had him when I was six, so I was a slutty kid.
Wait, six?
Yeah, well, you know, I got knocked up at five.
Wow.
I was really, really popular.
Back in Ireland or what?
Yeah, I started early.
Well,
back in Ireland?
I started early. Oh. My parents were born in Ireland.
They were back in Ireland.
Yeah, they were actually born there. My dad was born in Tipperary. My mom was born in Cork.
I used to fuck the 35-year-old across the street when I was 15. Fucked a 60-year-old when I was fucking, you know, 33.
Right, got laced young.
Yeah, I mean, you know, who knows what's to come.
Okay.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I don't recall any of the older chicks that I banged out. And being like...
That's good.
Getting worse with age.
That's good. Was it better or worse when it's younger or they're older? Because...
I like when they're older because, you know...
So, because...
You want to play a game, Bird? Yeah.
Are you playing? Oh, that's right. I won Bird twice today. Yeah. Two out of three.
Yeah, so right before I left Reno?
Today.
She beat you?
Twice out of three. Chick. Yeah, two out of three.
21-year-old stripper chick?
I lost one, the last one. That was exciting. I won the two before that.
That was very exciting.
So two.
Two out of three.
Two out of three. I was not underestimating you, but I didn't think you were that, you know.
Yeah, no, I am. I know I can beat you easily, probably, because you're not, I think Bird's harder to play. The reason why
it's harder to play.
The reason why
all of a sudden he took three pieces in a row. And
he has these. Sometimes he pulls out some moves that you don't expect.
Three moves in a row.
He'll pull out some dumb move, and you'll be like, "This guy's a fucking tard." And then boom, boom, he'll do something else, and you're like,
"My cousin Dan's played hella sports fucking games and shit."
You'll sacrifice.
And it was hella crazy coming over here and watching him fucking Bird.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not always fun to play with someone who's in a bad mood.
Like, is Bird winning right now?
It takes the energy away. It's bad energy. And that can be a loss.
We got light, we got dark.
We got easy.
So now we have to move our podcast over to the table. No, yeah, I do. Because it's a live podcast and includes three. No. Yeah.
Three people.
There's three in there.
Oh, yeah. Mark, you're in. You're in.
Keep it up.
I always do.
Come tell us.
I always do. You can count on that.
Keep it up.
What?
I know if she doesn't take care of it, she'll end up losing it.
That's right.
So,
I guess I'll put it on hold then.
Yeah. Well,
put it on the burner.
Okay, let's hear our podcast so far. That was good. I'm gonna send it in. That was 13 minutes.